Good afternoon, everyone. Another News and Focus program coming to you from Fayetteville, North Carolina, Berean Baptist Church. Pastor Sean Harris. Obama says his daughter's choices may depend on funding Planned Parenthood. Fred Lucas brings this article at CNSnews.com. President Barack Obama told campaign contributors that he favored taxpayer funding for Planned Parenthood in part so his two daughters could control their own health care choices. Listen to the president in his own words.
Mr. Romney wants to get rid of funding for Planned Parenthood? I think that is a bad idea. I've got two daughters. I want them to control their own health care choices. We're not going backwards, we're going forward.
What does that mean? What does that mean? I mean, certainly if we press the president, he would not say that he wants his daughters having an abortion. I mean, we just can't even fathom that idea. Speaking at a gathering at the Oregon Convention Center in Portland, Oregon, the president criticized his Republican opponent, Mr. Romney, a former Massachusetts governor, for wanting to eliminate federal subsidies to the nation's largest abortion provider. Make sure that you understand that when I say federal subsidies, that translates into, in your mind, my taxpaying dollars. Make sure you make that connection because it might not be there automatically. Eliminate federal subsidies. Why is any money at all going to Planned Parenthood from the federal government? Why is a penny going to Planned Parenthood? Obama's two daughters, Malia and Sasha, are ages 14 and 11, respectively. Obama spoke first at a closed press fundraiser roundtable of 25 donors contributing $30,000 per head. According to the White House press pool report, he delivered the public remarks to a room full of donors, which with tickets starting at $500. In fiscal year 2010, Planned Parenthood Federation of America, PPFA, received $487.4 million from federal and state governments, up from $363 million the previous year, $120 million more dollars, making tax-paying funding about one-third of the organization's billion in assets. According to its fact sheet, Planned Parenthood performed 329,445 abortions in the year 2010. Did you get that? 329,000. That is almost 100 a day. I'm sorry, almost 1,000 a day. Almost 1,000 a day. Let me do the numbers. Let's get it right. Okay, let me take 329,445 and divide that by 365, and it averages out to 902.58 abortions per day. 902 abortions per day. 902 abortions per day. That's based on every single day of the week. 7 days a week, 900 abortions a day. That's in the year 2010. So one-third of their funding comes from government and state, federal and state governments to ensure that 329,000 abortions occur, though federal fund prohibits tax dollars directly from funding abortions. Representative Cliff Stearns, chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee and Oversight Investigation, is conducting the investigation, said the money is fungible. Fungible. Let's make sure we know what this word fungible means. F-U-N-G-I-B-L-E. It's transferable. Okay, here's our Webster definition of fungible. F-U-N-G-I-B-L-E. Being of such a nature that one part or quantity may be replaced by another equal part or quantity in the satisfaction of an obligation. So it doesn't go to abortions. It goes to the light bill. It goes to the landscaping bill. It goes to the roof repair. It goes to the wall repair. It goes to everything other than the abortion Come on, give me a break. It's interchangeable. It's interchangeable. There's no way in the world that you can say that this $487.4 million is not going to prop up the organization. The House Oversight Subcommittee asked Planned Parenthood to produce internal audits from 1998 to 2010 showing how much federal money Planned Parenthood received and how it was spent, including if the government had to be reimbursed for the improper billing to Medicaid, state audits of groups going back 20 years, policy statements certifying whether there was co-mingling of federal dollars. Of course there's co-mingling. It's absurd to suggest there isn't. Explanations that convey the group's procedure for reporting criminal conduct to include statutory rape, sex abuse, and suspected sex trafficking. Dear Mr. President, please stop bringing your daughters into the equation. Just govern. Just govern. Your daughters are awesome. Your daughters are sweet. Your daughters are beautiful. Leave them out of the equation. You know, Mr. President, that federal money is not supposed to be going to abortions. Should have never happened. It should have never happened. This is ridiculous. Why are we calling it control their own health care choices? Health care choice is a politically correct way of saying a baby is killed. It is palatable. It doesn't seem like murder. It doesn't seem like killing when you call it a health care choice. Of course, I'm in favor of health care choices as long as I can define what health care choices mean. But when you determine that it is a health care choice to abort a baby because it's not the right time in my life to be saddled with a child, I just want to have lots of unprotected sex. And then if I am to get pregnant, I'll just go have an abortion. And oh, by the way, I can't afford it, so we'll bill the government directly or indirectly. It's time for the American people to wake up. It's time for the evangelical church to pull its head out of the sand and get involved. Healthcare choices. Dear Mr. President, do what's right. Thanks for listening.